season and actually throughout the year would be possible. Once again, a big thanks to our great listening audience and to all of our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics. Today's pregame is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitchness Daily Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Well, we're ready to rock and roll from the parquet here at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. We're just shy of 10 minutes short of opening tip-off here from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Again, the Crusaders played the Lynx last Saturday in a game they won rather handily, 72-37. Don't expect that kind of spread tonight. Abraham Lincoln is a little different animal on their home court. Expect this to be a much more competitive game. A lot to play for the Heelan girls, though, as they look to clinch at least a tie with a win tonight in the MRAC conference, and a sweep this weekend over AL today and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson tomorrow would give the girls that coveted regular season Missouri River Athletic Conference title. So a lot to play for the Crusaders. This is the last weekend of regular season ball. The girls will be at home next Saturday in round two of the 4A Region 3 state basketball tournament. They will be playing the winner of Storm Lake and Sergeant Bluff Luton. Again, that game will be held at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse at 7 o'clock next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. And we will have coverage of that here on Catholic Radio. Tonight I'll be joined by Jay Wright. Jay's had some duties at school. He'll be rolling in kind of midstream here. Coach Betts is taking a night off. He's got a chance to watch his son Jared coach a game tonight over at Alcorn North. So Tom's celebrating a late birthday and also getting a chance to see his granddaughter and his son coach tonight. So Tom will be back with us tomorrow. So it's always great to be with all of you. It should be a good one tonight. The girls seemingly have things rolling pretty good right now. We're starting to see more production from their bench, and all indicators point to the fact that this is going to be a tough team to knock out as they move toward potentially what we hope will be a trip to state and perhaps a trip to the 4A state finals. So once again, you're listening to Bishop Heelan's pregame show brought to you by Verity Group, Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitchness Daily Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computers. We're going to take it back to studio and hear from some of these great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups and get ready to rock and roll. Once again, it's Bishop Heelan basketball on the home of Bishop Heelan Athletics, Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. We are at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, a beautiful facility. It's getting close to the end of the season when you make that road trip down to AL. It always comes near the end of the season, and this is, in fact, the last weekend of the season for our girls. They'll start postseason action next week, whereas the boys will have one more game, Omaha Scott Catholic, on Tuesday night before they'll open playoffs the following Monday. So everything's kind of grinding to a halt with the regular season. We're going to be back on the air tomorrow, a short turnaround, as we'll have once again a 12:30 and 2 o'clock matinee doubleheader as Consul Bus Thomas Jefferson will make the trip to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse tomorrow. So back-to-back coverage here on Catholic Radio, and as always, a big thanks to all of you tuning in wherever you may be joining us. It's always great to have you aboard and call Bishop Heelan basketball here on Catholic Radio. Well, the girls, 18-1 on the season, looking out to close out not only a very successful regular season, but potentially an MRAC conference championship. Goal number one of the season for the girls, obviously. It's always a three-prong goal series for this girls' program. A, get that conference championship. B, get to the state tournament, and see ultimately win that state championship. So you like to mark those or check those markers off the board, and this weekend the girls will have an opportunity to do just that. But it's standing in front of them tonight is the Abraham Lincoln Lynx. They stand 8-11 on the season. They're coached by Chad Shea. Chad's a veteran of the MRAC conference. He has coached the girls program for a long time here. Again, what we saw last week in that big Crusader win probably is not going to be won't be duplicated quite to that extent tonight. I would expect the girls still would have an upper hand, but the Abraham Lincoln girls usually traditionally play very well here in their own gym. So we're going to take it back to studio one more time, and we're going to hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. And when we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups, our national anthem, and our opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to our pregame show brought to you by Verity Group, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Now here are your Security National Bank starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. First of all, for the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln Lynx, they stand 8-11 on the season, coached by Chad Shea. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number two is Audrey Sambuthi. She's a 5'9 junior. Aubrey averages 4.8 points a game. Number five is Presley Gears. Presley's a 5'7" junior, averages just shy of 7 points a game. Number 12 is Hudson Rao, the 5'9 junior, averages 10.5 points per ball game, and she had a big game against the Crusaders last week. In fact, she opened up with 9 points in just the first quarter alone. Number 13 is Abby Smook. She is a 5'4" junior, averages 4.9 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 22, Addie Naughton. She's a 5'5" sophomore. So a sophomore and 4 juniors in the lineup for Coach Chad Shea. They average 52 points a game. They shoot it at 40% inside the arc, 31% outside the arc, and 58% from the charity stripe. Once again, the Lynx are 8-11 on the season. For your Bishop Heelan Crusaders, 18-1 on the season, coached by Darren Koolstra. The starting lineup looks like this. It's number one, Maddie Demke, the 5'2" senior. Maddie's been hot of late. She's moved that scoring average up to 6.3 points a game. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-State 5'8" senior, averages just shy of 14 points a game. Number 23 is Melina Snoozy, the leading scorer for the Crusaders, a 5'11" freshman, averages just a shade over 18 points a ball game. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur, the 5'9" junior that does a little bit of everything for the Crusaders. You don't want to necessarily just look at her scoring column. She does it all for the Crusaders and plays with a tremendous amount of heart and Gumption on the floor. And rounding out that starting lineup is the triple threat junior. That's number 45, Abby Lee, at 6 foot. She averages 14.5 points a game, just shy of 8 rebounds a game, and right at 6 block shots per game. So that's a young lady that has a very diverse basketball game. Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee are your starting lineups for the Crusaders. And now here is your national anthem. So once again, here are your starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Security National Bank. For the Lynx, it's Sambuthi, Gears, Rao, Smook, and Naughton. For the Crusaders, Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. The Crusaders are averaging 64.6 points a game. They shoot it at 56% inside of the arc, 31% from deep, and 68% from the free throw line. So while they complete the starting lineups here on the floor at Abraham Lincoln, we're going to take you back to studio for a couple more quick spots. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball on Catholic Radio 88.1.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety, a place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back once again. They're just finishing up the starting lineups here on the floor. We're just about ready to tip off. We've got an experienced crew that roughing the ball game tonight that we've seen quite a bit over the years. And it's great to have Jay Wright jumping on board with us tonight. As always, Jay.
Right on time, Eugene. Right on time.
What, man. Burger King must have got you right on time tonight, huh?
Nothing like kind of close. Well, you know, by the time you get out of school and get the kids and I got to hit McDonald's, so yeah, it takes a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I was telling the listening audience earlier, you know, Abraham Lincoln typically is a very different team here than they were that maybe that we saw last week. So that margin of victory last week is going to be hard to replicate. Yeah. It's going to be a different story, I think.
Well, they always shoot it better down here. You always know it gets refereed a little bit different down here. And I think Coach Shea always has a really good game plan. They attack our zone really, really well. Usually our athleticism kind of takes over later in the game, but they're always 10 points better down here, BG.
Crusaders get the opening tip, and they're going to set it up. Maddie Demke working against that Abraham Lincoln man-to-man defense. They kick a Stanley right wing, goes high post. Abby Lee. Abby drives in, has the ball stripped away, but gathered in by LaFleur. Crusaders got control of it. They're going to swing it back up high. Stanley. She has it tipped away and stolen. So a nice steal there by Abby Smook. Here come the Lynx, and looks like the Crusaders may be opening up. It was a quick shot. It was hard to tell what they got into there. It was an offensive rebound by the Lynx. Is getting up the quick shot was Gears. It was missed. Here come the Crusaders off the rebound. Stanley going to drive baseline, and there's going to be the first foul of the game whistled. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. It's going to be whistled on number five, Presley Gears. So team foul number one, personal foul, obviously number one. Crusaders with an inbound opportunity under their own basket. Tonight's first quarter premier sponsors are Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. On the inbound set, they kick it out high, then kick it into Stanley. Stanley with a nice drive and layup.
A really nice little inbound set. Just Brooklyn inbound, and then she went to the corner. They just cleared the whole side out, and she just went baseline and scored. So really nice play design. Just clear out a side and let her go.
Crusaders in that 1-3-1 defense. Lynx moving it around the perimeter, trying to get that play that team out of possession. And that was really good possession. They got an open three by number 13, Smook, but she missed it. But inside's a rebound and an and-one opportunity as number 12. That's Hudson Rao. And again, Hudson had a big game against the Crusaders last time. She gets the rebound, the putback, and the foul is going to be whistled on Maddie LaFleur. So
but to your point there, BG, it was a great possession by Ale. Went side to side, got hit the high post, kicked to the corner. And what that does, you miss a shot, but it's got our defense out of position to rebound. So that good ball movement gets that defense out of position. Offensive rebound for AL.
Lynx get the free throw. They lead 3-2 early on here. Minute and change into the ball game. Crusaders on the offensive set there as Snoozy kicks it over to LaFleur. LaFleur hands back to Maddie Damke, back to Snoozy. Snoozy step back three is just off the horn. Rebounded there by Stanley. And Stanley goes across the basket, threw up the left-handed layup, missed it, got another one left-handed layup and missed it. And on the third opportunity, gets fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Good persistence there by Brooklyn Stanley, and kind of padding those rebounding stats there.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and take that thing up right-handed and power through contact and tried to go with the left and left a little bit short, but stayed with it, got the rebound, and now with the line.
Addie Naughton with the foul. Addie had a lot of foul trouble last time the Crusaders played them as Stanley misses the first free throw. Kind of a rarity for her. She's a 74% free throw shooter. Second one is up and good. So we're all tied at three here. 6:18 to go. Quarter number one. Staber meets the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and Bargain Center. Join Fibercom and Mills, Shammer, and Pitts and Associates as our first quarter sponsors. There's the Lynx driving into the lane. And wow, looked like we got maybe a clean block shot, but they're going to whistle Abby Lee with the foul there. And it's going to send Abby Naughton to the line, or Addie Naughton, excuse me, to the line to shoot a pair there as something we see Abby do numerous times throughout a game is block that shot.
But I was about ready to just jump in there and say what a great block by Abby Lee, and we got a whistle. But she's been such a big part of that defense with her ability to protect the rim and protect the basket. This Heelan team, man, really, really a good team. But, man, Abby Lee, what she provides on that defensive end is just huge.
Early on, Lynx are perfect 3-for-3 from charity stripe. Has not hit both of those. Lynx 5, Crusaders 3. We're just past 2 minutes into quarter number one. Stanley kicks it over to LaFleur. She thought about the three, hands back to Stanley. Left-handed drive, left-handed layup, and a bucket. Stanley's got all five for the Crusaders, and we're tied up 5-5. Come the Lynx. They've been pretty successful with their guard play. They get it high post. There's and Rao with another bucket.
They do a good job moving that ball there on offense and, you know, finding that high post, finding the seam in the zone, and knock that shot down at the elbow.
Once again, there's Stanley driving in. A great dish to Lee, and Lee gets the finish there. Let's get Abby Lee going here. 7-7. Both teams working the ball pretty efficiently on the offensive end of the floor.
And that was a great pass by Brooklyn there. You know, she's not just a scorer, but, right back. Three-pointer here for Addie Naughton of AL. So right back down the court, and that is going to be Melina Snoozy. So the three-pointer by AL, but the answer right away for Heelan. Melina Snoozy with the bucket, and it's 10-9. AL up by one, 4:53 to go here in the first quarter.
So far the difference has been the Lynx's ability to handle that 1-3-1 there. Is a missed three-pointer by Smook. Is off the mark. Lee with the rebound. Here come the Crusaders. Now they trail by one, 4:42 to go here in quarter number one on Security National Bank scoreboard. AL 10, Bishop Heelan 9. There's Stanley, step back three, nothing going. She puts it back in. Snoozy kicks it inside, and they throw it away, trying to hit Abby Lee, post it up.
Abby post up is a good look, just kind of threw it a little bit. She went too far away, kind of maybe threw a little bit too hard, but it was a good look, good idea there to get Abby the ball in the post, and just a little bit too hard, but not a bad play.
Senior Julie Verzel is going to check into the ball game, and Maddie LaFleur is going to get a break here with 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Crusaders down one. The Lynx bring it across midcourt. They break the press easily, working the right side of the court. They get a high post to Rao. Good ball movement here. They've just been a little bit quicker, but stepping in to get the steal is Maddie Demke, and Maddie missed the layup, had some contact at the other end. Uncontested as coming out of nowhere to save the bucket is Melina Snoozy, but she's going to be whistled for the foul, and it's going to put Aubrey Sambuthi to the line to shoot a pair.
And what you were talking about, that offense, AL, as much as anybody, moves the ball well against this zone. They get it side to side, inside out. They move it quick. A lot of teams going to get caught standing, and then that zone's going to eat you up. But AL does a nice job of getting that ball moving quick.
Aubrey misses her first free throw. Sambuthi on the season is a 42% free throw shooter. She'll get one more. Try to build this, take this lead from 10-9 to 11-9. That free throw's up and good. So very early on, AL's had a lot of success from the charity stripe. They lead by two. Halfway through quarter number one, here come the Crusaders working against that AL man-to-man defense. They kick it right side. It's Stanley with the ball. She skips it cross court to Demke. Demke working the left wing. Now is going to dribble up high. Back to Stanley. Stanley's three is good.
Good possession. Real good possession there, side to side. And Brooklyn Stanley feeling it right now here in the early going here.
8 points for the senior All-Stater. And there's a steal by Stanley. In the hands of Snoozy. Three on one for the Crusaders. Nice lob into Stanley. She pulls it back. Is not going to take it up in traffic. Now she's going to drive into mid lane. Lee with a 14-footer, a little bit short. Rebound's going to go off AL. 3:17 to go here in quarter number one. 12-11 Crusaders. Fibercom, Mills, Schalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center are your first quarter sponsors. Ball goes inside to Snoozy, back out to Lee. Lee kicks a corner. There's Verzel with the corner three. It's off the mark, and Stanley is going to be whistled with the over-the-back foul on the rebound. So four quick fouls for the Crusaders here. Kind of unusual with 3:09 to go here in quarter number one. Checking in the ball game will be Hamilton for the Lynx, as well as number 14, Lexi Pierce. Hamilton's a 5'8" sophomore. Pierce is a freshman again.
That's going to be so. Oh.
An all-underclass classman team here. Lee gets the steal, kicks it over, and Snoozy with the and one there. Nice feed up to Demke. Demke over to Snoozy. Give Demke the assist. Give Snoozy the and one opportunity here. She gets the layup to fall. That foul's going to be whistled on number 10, Hamilton. Cammie Hamilton with her first foul, and Miss Snoozy's going to go to the line. 74% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and good. 8 points for Stanley, 5 points early for Snoozy. Crusaders now have built that lead to 15-11. That is the biggest lead of the night. Now, there's Stanley stepping in and getting the steal and takes it to the other end and gets fouled in the act of shooting there. Beautiful steal there in anticipation, and that foul's going to be whistled on Sambuthi. That's her first, and it's going to put Miss Stanley to the line. Brooklyn's had a big night so far,
well,
Jay.
And not just scoring the basketball, but I mean, she got a couple steals, but a couple of the other steals we've gotten have been because of the defense she's playing, and they've had to throw some lob pass or whatever else. So she's been everywhere tonight, and really, you know, not a couple great passes. It hasn't just been the scoring, but she's really dialed in tonight. And like I said, she brings so much besides just the ability to score the ball.
Missed that first free throw. She'll get one more. Just one for three early on from the charity stripe. Second free throw is up and good. This is about the point last week when the girls kind of took off, and we're kind of getting a similar track now as the girls now lead by 5, 16-11. There's another near steal. I believe that's going to be foul number two whistled on Melina Snoozy. That's not what the coaching staff wants to see here.
And if you're AL, you're now in the bonus and get a chance to go get some free ones here. But so I like how we're playing, though. It's, you know, being aggressive, going after steals, that's how this team plays. I think eventually you're going to wear this AL team down and you're going to get more and more of them pull away here. But don't like to see that foul trouble early.
No, you don't, especially with her. As Naughton misses a free throw, she'll get one more. So Addie Kleiss will check into the ball game for the Crusaders. Snoozy will get a break here for the remainder of the quarter. We also have checked into the ball game Colby Carroll. As Naughton misses both those free throws, here comes Stanley pushing it up, kicks it back to Kleiss, corner. Maddie Demke, it's long. Nice rebound there by LaFleur. She hits the floor, and it ends up back in the hand of Stanley. Stanley, free throw jumper, good. A very advantageous bounce.
Great play by Maddie LaFleur there to keep that ball alive and kick it out to Brooklyn. A great play by Maddie there.
Stanley 11, AL 11. Crusaders lead 18-11 here. Crusaders working baseline now. They kick a corner to Pierce, the freshman, back up high. They swing the ball over to Naughton. Naughton kicks back, high post back to Naughton. Once again, get the ball in the lane here. They throw up the wild layup there. That was Hamilton. She missed it. Nice rebound by LaFleur. And now the Crusaders are going to have numbers if they can break this trap in the backcourt, and they can't. Naughton's layup is missed. Now Demke gets it, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. That foul's going to be whistled on Lexi Pierce, number 14 for
the
Lynx.
And with the Crusaders defense in that zone are doing a really good job right now. What they weren't doing as well earlier is closing. Right, that somebody gets the ball, and man, are closing there. They're not getting a lot of time to shoot or pass. Whereas earlier in the game, we're a little bit sitting back, really getting out contesting things right now.
Demke at the free throw line knocks the first one down. That was the 15th foul for the Lynx. So here on through the rest of the quarter, both teams will be at the charity stripe to shoot two. Demke has steadily climbed that free throw percentage. She's up to 71% on the year. She's now 25 for 35. Second one is good as well. 26 for 36 as Maddie gets both ends. 20 to 11 Crusaders. That is their biggest lead of the night here.
And a little 11-1 run here too.
There's the Lynx. They throw it away, trying to go into their corner pass. And again, these substitutes coming in haven't had quite the efficiency.
Well, and you mentioned about 3 minutes ago in this game that's about the time we pulled away last week. And here we are kind of the same boat, right? Just kind of wear it down. Lull them into a sense of security, and then all of a sudden, bam, we got 3-4 turnovers in a row.
Demke working off the high pick, kicks it over to Kleiss. Now to LaFleur, hands back to Kleiss, left wing extended. Lee's going to drive into the high post, kick it back to Carroll. Carroll takes it inside to Demke. Demke inside out to LaFleur, and LaFleur looked like a pretty legitimate pump fake and go, but they're going to whistle her.
Little stutter step there before she took off. Got that. Got going a little bit quick before she got the ball down on the dribble, but it was a nice move, nice play, good ball movement by the Crusaders. You can live with that turnover.
One more shout-out to our first quarter sponsors, Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky Chicken, and the Bargain Centers. The Lynx now working the offense. Long three-pointers off the mark there by Sambothi, but it's rebounded by the Lynx. That's off the mark. And finally, Stanley gets the rebound and kicks it up to Kleiss. Kleiss going with Lee on a two-on-one. Abby fadeaway is going to be hacked in the act, and she'll shoot two. So Abby Lee is going to get to the free throw line for a couple free throws here. And let's see who they whistle that foul in. That's going to be on Hamilton. That's her second team foul, number six on the Lynx. Lee at the free throw line goes in and out. She'll get one more. Checking in the ball game is Carly Cove. And checking out will be Addie Kleiss. Lee's second free throw is good. So one for two for the junior. 21-11. 10-point lead for the Crusaders here. 45 seconds left here in quarter number one. Crusaders with that 10-point lead on the Security National Bank scoreboard. They try and go inside out there. A shot was trying to hit Rao floating to the corner, but threw it into the student section. It's turnover. Crusaders with the ball. Basically, the shot clock and the game clock are essentially the same.
About
here.
A second and a half difference here.
Crusaders going to hold for that, try and get that shot late in the shot clock as they play catch up out high. It's going to be the senior Stanley controlling the ball just above the arc. Now hands back to Demke. They start to run their set with about 16 seconds to go. Stanley left wing. She's going to drive into the lane, kick it back out. Cove, three-pointer, partially blocked, but rebounded by Lee, and she puts it in, and an and-one there. So Abby Lee is going to get a chance for the old traditional three-point play as Naughton's going to pick up her second foul. So Naughton and Hamilton with two apiece for the Lynx. Melina Snoozy has two for the Crusaders. That lead now sits at 12, make it 13 as Lee knocks that down. 7 seconds to go. Crusaders set up that zone. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Let's see if the Lynx can get something off. There's a trap. Corner three is a little bit long. And after one quarter of play, it's the Crusaders 24, Abraham Lincoln 11. The Lynx opened up pretty impressively, but a late run by the Crusaders have stretched this lead to 13. Once again, a big thanks to our first quarter sponsors. We're going to take a 30-second spot. When we come back, it's quarter number two.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top-quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Along with Jay Wright, I'm Bob Geary. Welcome you to the Abraham Lincoln Lynx beautiful gymnasium here. The old parquet floor as the Lynx are going to open the ball here to start the second quarter with the ball in their possession. And they trail 24-11 after one. Lynx have their original starting lineup back on the floor as Naughton kicks it high post to Rowell. She kicks it into the corner, and there's a near steal as Stanley tips it out of bounds. 18 seconds left on the play clock, or excuse me, on the shot clock. Again, the Crusaders up 13 here as we start quarter number two. Lynx dribble to the left side. You know, all these teams suck
nice
into
steal.
That corner as Zabby sneaks in the middle, gets the steal. She goes coast to coast and gets a block. Nice hustle there by Sam Bothy to get the block on Abby Lee. At the other end, the Lynx with a nice jump shot. Presley Gears gets the bucket. That's the first bucket of quarter number two. Tonight's second quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Lightform and Keller Williams real estate agent, Tammy Bertrand. At the Crusader end of the floor, Stanley with a quick three. LeFleur crashed the board but tipped it out of bounds. So it's one and done for the Crusaders as the Lynx have it trailing by 11.
You got to be happy if you're Darren Koolstra, though. You're active defensively. You're getting hands on balls. That's the energy you like to see. And, you know, good things are going to happen if you keep doing that.
Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1 extended defense. Stanley up high. Abby Lee in the middle. As a knot and drives right at Lee, gets by her. Lee gets the rebound on the miss. Demke, quick kick up to Stanley. Hit her in
nice
perfect
pass.
Stride. Beautiful assist. Beautiful finish by Stanley. And that's going to force a timeout by Abraham Lincoln. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Lightforms, Keller Williams real estate agent, Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric Service Masters, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS are your second quarter sponsors. Crusaders here on the Security National Bank scoreboard have doubled up the Lynx 26-13.
And just really, I mean, the Crusaders sharing the basketball really well. Great pass that last one, but there's just been some really, really nice passes in this game tonight. It's been a really, really, really good effort by the Crusaders after the first little bit, but really like how the Crusaders are playing right now.
Coming out of the timeout.
Switch up and go a little full court man-to-man here.
Full court man-to-man.
I like that. Change it up. They've been talking about the zone in the locker room. And
nice job of breaking it as the Lynx get it across. They throw up a three-pointer. It's off the horn. You know, if nothing else, it got the Lynx a little uncomfortable. They threw up a quick shot.
It's something, it's an old coaching thing, but anytime the other team calls a timeout, just change something up. If you were playing man, come a zone of possession. If you were playing half court, throw them a possession of full court, because they haven't been talking about it, and it throws them out of what they were talking about in the timeout. And nice little coaching there by the Crusaders.
One and done by the Lynx. Now the Crusaders on the offensive ends. Melina Snoozy inside out to Demke. Demke drives in, flips it up, misses it, and the rebound's going to be controlled by the Lynx. Nice rebound there by Abby Smook. Not a real big team, the Lynx, but they are fairly active. As Naughton kicks across court, and Demke gets the tip Demke thought maybe she tipped it off the AL player, but they're going to keep it in the hands of Abraham Lincoln. Just inside midcourt, 26-13 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We're just shy of 2 minutes into quarter number two. Doubleheader tonight, the boys to follow after this game. There's Sam Boothie with the ball up above the arc. Flips it over to Naughton. Naughton drives, kicks to the left corner. Now high post. Nice little looking shot there by Naughton. Just couldn't get it to fall. Rebound by LaFleur. Here come the Crusaders. Stanley brings it across midcourt. Gets a little contact.
Nice
drives
pass.
In. Nice little wrap around to Lee. And Lee's going to be fouled and get a couple free throws there.
And Brooklyn Stanley really created all that. Got the ball. Took off down the floor, left hand to beat her defender, real wraparound pass. And she's just playing really, really good basketball the past about 3 weeks, just and not just scoring, but just she's really been the dominant player on the floor for the last three, 4 games for the Crusader ladies.
Lee misses the first free throw. That's the one thing on that, when they make a nice assist like that and get fouled, I'd love to see them giving them assist if they can get one of the free throws. But 1-for-2 for Lee. She's got 7 on the night. Crusader Lee is at 14, 27-13. And there's just a...
And the turnover's really starting to pile up for AL. They're not even getting a lot of shots on goal here. If you don't get shots on goal, it's hard to score points. And that defense just wears you down after a while. And eventually you get one turnover, two turnovers, and it kind of gets in your head and you get a little lazy with some passes. And then they... Oh, nice pass.
Inbound set. They go right to Lee from midcourt all the way into the bucket. Lee gets it home. Lead 16 as the Lynx are going to take a timeout here. My guess is this is going to be a full timeout. We're going to take one with you on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 5:33 to go in quarter two. Crusaders 29, Abraham Lincoln 13. We'll be right back.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Crusaders up 16-29-13 here in the second quarter. We're midway through the second quarter, and one thing maybe we haven't harped upon enough is how young this Abraham Lincoln team is. I think they've got 4 freshmen, 4 sophomores, and the rest juniors.
Yep,
so,
and seniors on the roster.
So this is a team that's just going to keep getting better. The thing they lack maybe is a little bit of height. I think their tallest player out there is maybe 5'10". So here's the Lynx. They break the full court pressure.
And the reason that lack of height matters is you're looking at this zone defense here. It's hard to see over the top of or throw over the top of that zone because you're just, we're bigger and longer. A little size, it's nice if you got a big post and high post that you can throw to or something like that and can see over people. And with the size advantage and our length, it's just really giving the Lynx trouble.
Really a perfect defense, that 1-3-1 for this group, given Abby Lee how...
Oh, nice. Brooklyn Stanley with the block.
How agile she is in that post area as the Lynx miss a short jumper there. That was Smook. They get the long rebound. And they're going to get another opportunity here with a fresh shot clock as they get it high post just above the free throw line. It's missed. Rebound by Lee. Here comes Maddie Demke zipping it up across midcourt. Kicks it right wing. Stanley takes it right into the lane. Gets the ball stripped, and they're going to whistle a foul. I believe that's going to be called on Hudson Rao. That's Hudson first. It's a non-shooting foul. Remember, with the new... With the rule change this year, you don't shoot until the fifth foul, even though that is team foul number 9. You don't shoot till the
five each quarter, five resets each quarter. Which a good rule change. The flow of the game goes a little bit better. That's a change I like.
There's an inbound set. Abby Lee, long three-pointers off the board, and the rebound by Naughton. Here comes the Lynx as they bring it across midcourt as Presley Gears with the ball. She dribbles into the top of the key, flips back to Rao. Rao's jumper's good.
And Rao made that one, but... About the last 7 shots by AL have been about 2 feet inside the arc. And if you're playing defense, you'll live with the team shooting those shots. You can tell not, AL right now just not getting the shots they want. That's because of this Crusader defense.
Lee inside out. The kick at corner Stanley. Her 3-pointer's off the mark. Nice battle by Verzel on the board, but the Lynx are able to come up with it. Now there's Rao with the 3-pointer. This time she stepped behind it. got her own rebound. That was Naughton with the own rebound there. Naughton left wing, kicks it into the free throw area as Hudson Rao sits in that high post area to attack that 1-3-1. They kick it short corner. Double teamed, back to Rao, and the ball stripped away by Snoozy. Here comes Molina on the move. Nice assist over to Stanley, and Stanley is going to be fouled in the act of shooting. That foul is going to be whistled on Abby Smook.
When this Crusader team gets out running with Snoozy, with Stanley, with Demke, it is really fun to watch, and you kind of know something exciting is going to happen. And get down the floor because they'll get you the ball. But when they get up and down, it is a fun team to watch.
They are very pure as far as sharing the ball in the open court as Stanley.
Almost too much at times. There have been a couple times tonight when I think they wanted to pass and then allowed the defense to catch up. Sometimes it's okay to be a little selfish on those fast breaks, but it's been really fun to watch them when they get out and run.
Colby Carroll's checked in the ball game. Abby Lee has checked out. Stanley missed the first one and made the second one. So that's been her pattern in three trips to the free throw line. Missed the first, make the second. The lead's 15, 30-15, as now Colby Carroll's going to run the point of that 1-3-1. Stanley's going to sit in the middle of that.
And that gives Brooklyn a chance to get a bunch of steals there, too, as we see Snoozy get the steal. A nice pass.
Colby Carroll with the layup there.
Right there, Snoozy with a great pass to Demke, with a great pass to Colby Carroll. Just really good job sharing the basketball.
Good to see the freshman get on the board. That lead now sits at 17. That's the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. There's another double team. They break it, get down to the baseline. It's the freshman with the ball. That's Pierce. She gets it up high, and they knock the three-pointer down. Presley Gears with the three. That is the second successful three-pointer for the Lynx. At the other end, quick three by Snoozy is rebounded by Stanley. Stanley back to Demke. Demke drives in, flips a left-handed layup. Nice look there by Maddie of adjusting in midair and getting the layup to fall. 34-18 under Security National Bank scoreboard. Carroll pressures the ball up high. A little two-guard set for the Lynx. Long three-pointer. He's going to go out of bounds, air ball there by Miss Smook, and coming into the ball
game.
That
was Caitlin Clark range. That was a deep one. Wow.
Light Forms, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric Service Master Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Barclay, or Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS are your second quarter sponsors. As Demke drives in, kicks LeFleur inside out. LeFleur to Kleiss, back up high, and there's a steal by the Lynx.
Yes, good hustle by Colby Carroll.
Colby Carroll comes behind to strip it out of bounds as Hudson Rao had had a breakaway there, but Colby with a good hustle there was able to kick it out of bounds. 2:20 to go here in your first half. Crusaders up 16. Little set, similar to what the Crusaders run. They kick it into
nice
Rao.
Little
Rao
slip.
Gets a nice short jumper there.
Everybody thought they were going to skip over top. Nice little slip screen into the middle of the lane and bucket for the Lynx.
Hudson Rao now with nine for the Lynx as LeFleur at the other end gets the ball in the post. There's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession is going to stay with the Crusaders as Demke is going to check out. And Melina Snoozy is going to check in. We also have Abby Lee checking in, and Colby Carroll will check out. So the Crusaders will inbounds under their own basket. Looking to get Snoozy on the break there. Her jumper's a little off the mark. Ball's kept alive by the Crusaders and comes back in the hands of Stanley. 30 seconds left as LeFleur with a three-pointer misses it. But Melina Snoozy with the rebound. This time Stanley's going to drive in, and we're going to see a jump ball, and this time it's going to be in the hands of the Lynx. Good defense there by the Lynx. Crusaders had several opportunities there. Couldn't capitalize with a minute 49 to go in the half. They lead by 14. 1-3-1 pressure. Yes. Snoozy and Kleiss sit on the wings. Stanley up high. And there's Snoozy stepping into the passing lane. She's got a breakaway layup, and she gets the bucket to fall. She's got seven. And once again, a timeout by Abraham Lincoln. Is they're burning them up here.
Hey, you might as well use them. There's no sense in letting the game get away from you. And they clearly didn't throw where they were supposed to, so you take a timeout. I respect that.
We're going to take a timeout with you, a 30-second spot. Crusaders 36, the Lynx 20. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach Shea was rather animated in that timeout. That last turnover seemed to set something off in him.
Well, and you know as well as I do, Bob, there's times you talk to your team about, okay, we're not going to throw it here, we're not going to do this, we're not. And then when they do it, you're like, we just told you, don't dribble to the corner or don't throw this pass. And when you do it, you're like, what are we working on all week? You knew this, right? And I've been there.
And by and large, they've done a pretty good job of handling the pressure as they break midcourt now, working against that 1-3-1. And just as I say that, Stanley gets a steal. She goes 1-on-2, misses the layup. A near follow by Abby Lee. Lee tips it away into Kleiss's hands. Crusaders going to get another opportunity here as Snoozy kicks it right wing. Back to Snoozy. Snoozy drives into the lane, pulls up, jumper good. That's kind of her patented little runner there, about a 10-foot runner off the move. She's really got a game from all three spots on the floor, behind the arc, on the drive, and with the layups.
And the big three from Heelan here right now, 14 for Brooklyn, 9 for Abby Lee, and 9 for Melina Snoozy. And that's your, you know, those three got it going. You're a pretty tough team to stop.
There's another steal. They try and kick it inside to Rao. Snoozy dribbles it up. She gets the ball nearly stripped from behind, but it comes into the hands of LaFleur. They're going to set the offense up with 32 seconds left here. We've got about a 7-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. It's Stanley working against that one-on-one. She's got Naughton guarding her above the arc. Kicks it right wing to Addie Kleiss. Kleiss with a couple of dribbles. She spins it out to Snoozy. Snoozy drives in, kicks it to Stanley. Good look by Stanley, missed it. LaFleur crashes the board, kicks it out to Kleiss. Her three-pointer's off the mark. Lee with another rebound and puts it back in. Great defense there. First by LaFleur to get the first offensive board, then by Abby Lee to get the second. And with that bucket, the Crusaders have their biggest lead as we hit halftime. It is the Crusaders 40 and the Abraham Lincoln Lynx 20. Again, our second quarter was brought to you tonight by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's halftime here at Abraham Lincoln, the Crusaders 40 and Council Bluffs AL 20. We'll be right back for our halftime show.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio, serving three states of Northwest Iowa, Northeast Nebraska, and parts of Southeast South Dakota. Tonight's halftime show is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the Abraham Lincoln Lynx 40-20 at halftime. Our other halftime sponsors include People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Well, real quickly, Crusaders, much like the last time, Jay, we played them, kind of an even tilt through the first three, four, 5 minutes, and then It seemed like halfway through that first quarter, the Crusaders caught on and haven't looked back.
Well, and the big difference there was, you know, once we started getting turnovers and started getting hands on balls, and you know, they did a pretty good job the first four or five minutes of taking care of the ball, but eventually we just have the length, the speed, the athleticism. Eventually, just too many turnovers by AL, and great job by the Healing Crusaders anticipating things, getting in passing lanes. You know, great job trapping, getting some steals, mixing things up when they needed to. But that's really been the difference and led to this run by the Crusaders. And you got to be happy with your defensive effort, which is leading to a bunch of offense.
So much of what they do is predicated by that pressure defense too, and the just a huge number of steals and turnovers by Abraham Lincoln once again.
I've been keeping track of rebounds. We didn't have any rebounds that half because they didn't take many shots. It just was, they didn't get a lot of shot attempts even off. And when they did, like I said, when they did take shots, they were 18 feet away, contested 18-footers. And every coach in the world will tell you, if you got your opponent shooting 18-foot contested shots, you're going to be in good shape. So you got to be really pleased at halftime. And down here, we talked about before the game, they're always 10, 15 points better down here. And, boy, I'm not so sure we aren't playing better here than we did last week against them.
Real quickly, your scoring totals for the first half. For the Lynx, Hudson Rao with 9, 5 points for Addie Naughton, 5 points for Presley Gears, and 1 point for Aubrey Sambuthi. For the Crusaders, the big three coming up once again, Barry Big. Stanley led the team with 14, 7 points for Lee, 9 points for Snoozy, 3 points for Demke, and 2 points for Colby Carroll. 40-20 at half. Well, Jay, you know, we focus so much on basketball, but a lot going on this weekend. We got state swimming.
Yep.
We've got wrestling. It's go time for wrestling. Why don't you kind of fill us in on what's going on with the
other sports?
Yeah, well,
first of all, state swimming, and they were swimming here late this afternoon, so I haven't even seen how they did. But Max Asoff and Brent Pattee both wrestling for the Sioux City Spartan Swim Club down at the state meet in Iowa City, which is a really, really fast pool down in Iowa City, so they're excited to get back down there. A really, really good season for that Sioux City Spartan swim team. I think they were district champions, and I can't remember the last time that had happened. So really good team. So they're swimming, I know, here probably as we speak. Britton and Max are in the pool and doing really, really well. The wrestlers head to Glenwood tomorrow for the district meet. There used to be a sectional meet followed by a district meet. They got away from that. You just have a district meet now. Top two individuals qualify for state. Should get, you know, maybe 3-4 guys, you know, max maybe 6 if everything goes well. But this is a really fun time for the wrestling. You know, it's the wrestling postseason is so dramatic, as you know, Bob, because it's just you out there with somebody else, and you either make it or you don't, and you earn it, and there's nobody to blame but yourself. Or, you know, and it's a dramatic time, but it's a really, really fun time. So
Kind of a tough draw going south, too. They're going to see a lot of people they haven't seen this year. So.
And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. Sometimes it's nice to see some different people and go down there and see what you can do. And they turn around right away, again, wrestle that next, you know, that state tournament's that next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So once you qualify on Saturday, you don't got a lot of turnaround time, and you're back headed down to Des Moines for that state meet, which is, as everybody knows, one of the really premier events in the state of Iowa is that high school state wrestling meet. It's a really, really cool event. So good luck to our wrestlers tomorrow. You know, can't wait to see if we can get some guys down there and wrestle at the state meet.
Well, while you're listening to us tonight, if you want to flip over to the Big Ten Network, there is a couple of primetime wrestling duels going on. Iowa and...
Boy, I can't tell
you. Well, it's number one. Whoever's number one is wrestling Iowa tonight.
Is it Penn State?
It might be Penn State, Iowa. And then Michigan and Nebraska are also wrestling. Both of those teams are ranked in the top 10. So some good wrestling there. If you want to turn that on and leave
the volume down,
leave the volume down and listen to our the beautiful voices of Mr. Wright and myself, we'd certainly appreciate it. But Sir Brandon Watts, what a great year for him. Pretty highly ranked wrestler.
He ranked number two in the one rankings that I saw. I don't know if that's track wrestling, which a lot of stuff goes through, but I think it was a different rank. They had him number two in his weight class. Had a really, really good year, conference champion again, and just he really wrestles with a ton of confidence right now, and it's kind of fun to watch him get out there and grapple. So, and if you are headed down tomorrow to Glenwood, just remember the tickets must be purchased on Hometown Ticketing, the Boys Association, with a different vendor for tickets than we see most of the year through Bound. So remember, if you're going down there, hop online, get on the IHSA website, get those tickets through Hometown Ticketing. So
while we're talking postseason, the girls will open up next Saturday in what will be after a first-round bye, will be the 4A Region 3 semifinals against the winner of what, Storm Lake and Sergeant Bluff?
Storm Lake, Sergeant Bluff is the
and
first
that,
game.
And that game's at 7 o'clock at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, so it'll be a home game for the Crusaders. Yep. Jay, anything on ticket information there?
The tickets will still be through Bound on that, no different than you'd normally get for a Heelan event. It's only the boys that do the ticketing different. So everything's same, still go through Bound, find your ticket on there, find that game on the schedule, and purchase tickets as you would. No cash, but you can't take any cash in these postseason events, girls or boys. So I know some place we've been on the road, they'll still do a cash option. There's no cash option, no passes, Gold Club passes, student passes, all those don't work. Everybody's got to pay. Got to make sure we get the union, the association paid for their tournament. And so there's no passes for those games as we're hosting those. But
we don't want to deter you from coming to the ball game because, you know, you've worked so hard to get the privilege of a home game. Let's get out and support the girls at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll have it on radio here.
And the girls will get two home games. They win that first one. They get to play home again on February 20th in that region final, which would either be Glenwood, be the two seed in that region. Then on the other side of that is Creston and Winterset. So some travel. If it's not Glenwood, that's going to be some travel for an opponent. But get a home game, so we'll be all right.
That Creston-Winterset game is a pretty good first-round matchup. I mean, that's a couple of good ball teams there.
Yep.
Glenwood's had a nice year as well. So that's kind of what's on store for us. It's great to have Jay's input from the athletic office as well. And once again, it's halftime here. 40-20 Crusaders. Dave Pepin Real Estate is your premier sponsor at halftime, along with People's Bank, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Paws and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapy Specialists. We're going to take it back to studio and hear a couple more ads. When we come back, it's third quarter time. Crusaders 40, AL 20. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Catholic Charities wants you to know your marriage matters. Our therapists have years of experience helping couples focus on the positive, improve communication, and make their relationship loving again. If you and your spouse are at odds or struggling with issues small or large, visit CathChar.com, CathChar.com. Catholic Charities provides the caring support to help you build a happier home.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
As we come back here, the bank was open. Molina Snoozy banked in a three-pointer for the Crusaders on the first possession of the quarter. Number three, 43-20 Crusaders as the Lynx miss an open three of their own. Smook, here come the Crusaders. Abby Lee with a nice drive and put back a quick five-point run here. Three by Snoozy, two by Lee have put the Crusaders up 25 at 45-20. At the other end, the Lynx drive in. Sam Boothie couldn't get the short one to fall. Rebounded by Snoozy. Here come the Crusaders pushing it into Lee. Lee with another bucket. 7-0 run here, and this thing's getting a little bit out of control. 47-20 here in quarter number three. We're just 1 minute into the third quarter. Lynx now with the ball in the right wing. Sam Boothie kicks it right corner. There's a drive by Gears. Gears flips it back to Naughton. Naughton, nice step through move. Couldn't get it to fall. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by LeFleur. And the Crusaders are going to take a timeout rather than lose possession of the ball. And it's a short timeout, so it gives us a chance to recognize our third quarter sponsors. They are Folk Brothers, along with Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Crusaders, Jay, came out with their hair on fire. A three-pointer by Snoozy off glass, followed up by a couple of short ones by Abby Lee, and just like that, well, it's a 27-point lead.
What you really like to see about that, if you're Coach Koolstra, is, you know, when you get a team down, you want to kind of put your foot on the gas and bury them right away. And some teams come out and kind of let, you know, you don't want to let them back into here to start their quarter. What a great first minute for the Crusaders, just a 7-0 run, and kind of pounds on them right away.
There's not too many teams at any level in the state of Iowa that have a three-headed scoring monster like Lee Snoozy and Stanley.
One of the big concerns, and this is, you know, I shouldn't say it's a concern, but, you know, really have three kids that should be first-team all-conference, three kids that should be all-region, three kids that maybe could be all-state, and that's not hyperbole. That's not me just making stuff up. That's the real, and, you know, it – be curious how those awards shake out, because they all are deserving of those awards and are all playing extremely good basketball now.
And then you look at Maddie Demke, and there's, yes, you know, she's, yep, kind of the engine that makes, yep, it all roll. Is the Crusaders with the ball coming out of the timeout, had a short jumper by Demke. She missed it. Crusaders got it from on the inbound set, and Snoozy uncharacteristically missed the jumper. But then Lee gets the rebound and gets the bucket and the foul. She's already got 6 in the quarter, 17 on the night, and she gets to add to that.
And to your point, BG, what do you do defensively when they got three guys that can score like that? Do you, you know, which one do you take away? And you really got to pick your poison how you want to defend it. And
Abby Lee, after a quiet game against South Sioux City, has turned the Jets on tonight. She's got 18. That lead is 30 at 50-20. Here come the Lynx. Nice backdoor cut there. Nothing going. The kick to Sam Boothie, right baseline, up high.
Really active defense by the Crusaders.
Back to Sam Boothie. She drives in. There's a jumper by Gears off the mark. Rebound is kept alive by the Lynx. Back into Gears' hand. Sam Boothie, right side, up high to Naughton. Naughton, left-handed dribble, takes the ball from the right side of the court to the left, and Demke's going to hack her. That's going to be a non-shooting foul. That's the first on Maddie. 50-20 on your Security National Bank. We're just 2 minutes into this third quarter, and we're kind of getting in that danger, that 35 zone, Jay.
But again, a 10-0 spurt to start the half. Just exactly what you want if you're Coach Koolstra. Just come out and put it away right away. And you kind of want that 35 clock. You got a game tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Get yourself rested up. Get ready for the postseason. Exactly what you want if you're coaching.
There's a steal by Demke. She feeds to Lee running the court.
Lee runs the court so well, too, doesn't she? I mean, she was behind the play and got out in front. Nice pass from Maddie Demke.
She's got 20 to lead all scorers tonight. In fact, she is personally tied with AL at 20 apiece. There's another near steal, but Gears gets it back in her hands for AL. She spins, nice drive,
nice block.
But Lee with the block, the kick at Sam Boothie, right baseline. She's got nothing going, back up high to Gears. And as they spin over to Naughton, almost every pass is being either tipped or stolen by the Crusaders right now. They have jacked up the energy. They're in a man-to-man defense right now. Right corner, Sam Boothie's three right at the shot clock is off the mark, rebounded by Snoozy. Here comes Lee pushing it up. She kicks it over Stanley. Stanley three-pointer is off the horn and rebounded by Gears. Presley's going to try and take it coast to coast. She jump stops, flips it back. Open three, Naughton is good. Good inside-out action by the Lynx. That's their first bucket of the third quarter at the 440 mark of the third quarter. Crusaders 52, Lynx 23. Crusaders still with that originally starting lineup on the floor. Demke working off the left wing. There's a backdoor.
Would have been a really good backdoor cut. AL did a pretty good job cutting it off.
Demke missed the layup, but Stanley got the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, Brooklyn Stanley. Well, Jay, not only are those three girls, you know, scoring at a high rate, I mean, their floor game is, I mean, all three of them are great passers.
They all can rebound. They all can run the floor.
You're right. Sometimes you get penalized by the wealth of talent you have. As she gets the first free throw down, it's never a bad thing to have.
No,
don't get me wrong.
No, I would never not have that.
We saw that a few times with the.
We were fortunate to coach a few of those teams.
With the boys and girls over the years. So first free throw for Stanley is good. She'll get one more, of course. This time she misses the second one, but Lee gets the rebound and puts it back in. Lee with 22 and. as Coach Koolstra is going to get a
somebody was
bench
warned
warm.
Here, but I don't know if it was Coach Koolstra or one of the other coaches on the bench. I'm not sure who was. I'm not sure who that was on, but
action resumes.
And no, that was going to be a steal.
Crusaders up 32 now. They're sitting on the verge of getting to that running clock here as the Lynx get it across midcourt. It's Hamilton with the ball right wing. She hands back to Naughton. Naughton's going to drive in the lane. She has the ball stripped and stolen from Stanley. And I think we're going to see a jump ball. It's going to belong, I believe, to the Lynx. So Abraham Lincoln will take the ball out under their own basket. 4:02 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard here in quarter three, 55-23. Crusaders, a win tonight for the Crusaders would clinch at least a tie of the MRAC as Lee gets a steal. She kicks it up to Melina Snoozy. Snoozy now with 14. Lee with 20 and Stanley with 15. 57-23, Crusaders. There's a nice move at the other end. Hudson Rao is going to get the and one. Really nice spin move by Hudson. She's got 11, and she'll go to the free throw line as that foul is going to be whistled on the Crusaders. That's
Colby Carroll with her
Colby Carroll.
First.
I didn't see Colby check into the ballgame. Came off the bench to get that foul as Hudson puts that shot in. Kind of avoids the Crusaders maybe getting into that
running clock, 30,
running clock
here.
Situation. 32-point lead for the Crusaders. They kick it into
nice
Lee.
Nice seal.
Lee with
Boy,
another bucket.
Good.
Nice assist there by Colby Carroll.
Kind of you and Abby Lee doesn't do a lot of flashy. But all her work was done before she caught the ball. She'd sealed, posted up. Colby threw the ball away from the defense. She just caught it, spun, and scored. And you do all that work prior to the pass, and you're in good shape.
Three-pointer by the Lynx. That was Pierce, she shot it. It was off the mark, but it went off the Crusaders on the rebound as Dempsey's going to check in and LaFleur's going to check out. 59-26 Crusaders here. 3:15 to go in quarter number three on the inbound set. They kick it up to Naughton, and she's going to be fouled by Brooklyn Stanley. Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home, McClintock Insurance, Minor Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures join Folk Brothers and Central Bank as your third quarter sponsors here on Catholic Radio. Here's the Lynx with the ball. Naughton dribbles all the way across the court, hands off, nothing going. She gets the ball right back, kicks it up high now. As Hudson Rao comes out to get a little pressure release, and there's Stanley with the steal. A bucket here will give us that running clock as Stanley knocks it home. And it's 61-26. That 35-point margin has been hit, and the clock is going to stay in action here as there's a backcourt violation by the Lynx. And so the Crusaders are going to get keep control of it here in their own front court. 2:34 to go. It's running. Things will move quick from here on in. I would imagine
the only person you feel bad for in this situation is the shot clock operator because they got a lot more to do with that running clock. They got to stop their clock, then they got to reset it, then they got to start their clock. It's a bit of a pain if you're the shot clock guy. With the running clock, they probably should just get rid of the shot clock.
There's the inbound set into Lee. It's going to be another and one for Abby. She's got 15 points already
in
the
quarter.
As she's going to go to the free throw line with 2:14 to go. And forget everything I said about the score being much tighter when we got here. We're basically on the same pace.
This has been as well as we've played all year in every facet of the game, offense, defense, rebounding. Really been good in every phase.
Lee gets that second one to fall. She's got, I believe, a season-high 26 points now on this.
27
now. For her. I don't recall her scoring any more than that this season. As the ball goes inside,
oh, nice,
nice finish there by Hudson Rao. Hudson's got 14 to lead the Lynx, 64-28. Stanley dribbles baseline, kicks high to Dempke, swings it over. Colby Carroll threes off the mark and rebound by Hudson Rao. Here come the Lynx on the move. 1:44 clock is running here as the Lynx push it up quickly. There's going to be an open three for Pierce, and she knocks it down. The freshman, Lexi Pierce, knocks a three down there, uncontested, 64-31.
And again, for that clock to stop running, that score's got to get back under 25. So once it gets over 35, it runs. It's got to get under 25 before you start stopping it again. And it does stop on free throws and timeouts.
Crusaders swinging the ball around the perimeter. Lynx have gone to a 2-3. There's another kick into Lee, and she's going to get a couple more free throws. Tell you what, I'm running out of space here in my scorebook for this quarter for Abby Lee. Again, another one of those good problems. Hamilton gets her third foul.
And it shipped to 16 already this, or 18? 18 already this quarter? Can't remember what she had at half.
She had 11 at half.
11 at half with 16 this quarter.
Missed the first free throw. 1:12 to go in your third quarter. Crusaders up big, 64-31. Crusaders will finish out the regular season. The girls will tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 tip-off against Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson as Lee gets 1-2. And she's building on that. I think we're probably approaching career-high numbers now for Miss Lee. There's a quick three-pointer off glass by the Lynx. Lee gets the rebound. She's going to take it herself. Pulls it up, cross mid-court. We're under 1 minute to go here in quarter number three. Demke's going to set the offense up high. She's got Cove on the right side on the wing. Carly turned the three down.
Don't you move.
Kleiss is on the other wing. And there's Stanley driving in. She misses the layup, gets her own rebound, and puts it right back in. I'm guessing that once we hit the end of this quarter, this is the end of...
Probably going to see a different crew on the floor.
Here's the Lynx driving on the right wing is Hamilton. She skins it up high to Gears up above the circle. Gears crossover dribble. Nice defense by Demke. Back to Gears up high. Gears is going to drive against Maddie. Hamilton working against Stanley. She's cut off. Back to Gears. A little two-person game here. And now a nice move. By Presley.
Oh, Gears fell out.
In and out. Rebounded there by Smook of AL. They're going to get the last shot of the quarter here as the freshman drives in and gets the left-handed layup. So Lexi Pierce with 5 points in a row to end the quarter, but it's a quarter that was completely dominated by the Crusaders, and after three quarters of play, it's Bishop Heelan 67, Abraham Lincoln 33. Once again, a shout-out to our third-quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 67, Abraham Lincoln 33. We'll be right back.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group, CPA, is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Once again, a big thanks to all of our sponsors as we start quarter number four. Crusaders with the ball as inside Carly Cove on a miss. Maddie Demke jumper. Cove gets the rebound, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of shots. Carly's a 5'8" senior. After three quarters, it was Lee with 28 points, Snoozy with 14, and Stanley with 19 for the big three. As Carly misses her first free throw, she's going to get one more on the floor for the Crusaders. It's Verzel, Carroll, Cobe, Kleiss, and Demke as Carly gets a second free throw to fall, 68-33. As once again, the Crusaders, this group is going to work just as hard, and there's a steal. Carly Cobe with the steal. She's going to bring it across midcourt. She looks to hand back to Demke. Demke's going to set the offense. Spins it right side to Kleiss. Kleiss back to Demke up high. Cobe takes it short corner. Nice passing movement there. Julie Verzel got the kick in from Carroll, but couldn't quite get the jumper to fall. Here come the Lynx on the push. It's Smook with the ball, and there's another steal. Carly Cope with back-to-back steals here. Dembke pushes the ball up, gets the top of the key, pulls it back. Cope, open three, left wing, off the mark. Carroll battles for the rebound, but it's going to be controlled once again by Abby Smook. 5 foot 4 inch junior, Abby does a lot of rebounding for the Lynx.
She's got about 4 or 5 rebounds here already, and the smallest player on the floor maybe, and got to know where the ball's at and go get it.
Here's the Lynx spinning the ball around that Crusader 1-3-1 defense. They kick it inside. There's Dembke stepping out from that baseline spot to get the steal. So three consecutive steals on three possessions by the Lynx. Kleist thought about the drive, then kicked it back to Dembke. Now it's going to be Kleist to her right, Cove to her left. Inside it's Verzel and Colby Carroll. As Julie Verzel's got to get out of the lane there. She hasn't left the whole possession. Kind of surprised they didn't. As Carroll's three-pointers off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Cove, and she's going to be hacked in the act as she shoots her shot. Carly's going to go to the line to shoot a couple there. That foul's going to be on Addie Naughton. And once again, a fast-moving fourth quarter with the shot clock, or with the 35-second rule, the game clock running. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with five-star awards and more, Greenville Pharmacy, Her Health Women's Center, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, and Jimmy John's. Is Carly gets that first free throw to fall. Checking into the ballgame now is going to be Aubrey Billings, and checking out is going to be Colby Carroll. Cope, the 5'8" senior, gets both free throws to fall. She's 3 for 4. She's had a nice week. Got a few big buckets in that senior night back at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Tuesday. Here's the Lynx working it. Hudson Rowe's got a free throw jumper. She's been kind of the bright spot offensively for the Lynx, but couldn't get that free throw jumper to fall. 70-33 here, 5:37 left in your ball game. Dembke kicks it over to Billings. Back to Dembke in the far left corner. She's got Verzel down in the baseline. Julie spins it up high to Kleist. Quick ball reversal back into Julie. Inside out. Billings is three. A little bit short. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Hudson Rao. Here come the Lynx on the move. They bring it across midcourt. Naughton with the ball. Flips it back to Gears. Lynx still with their starters in that ball game. Here comes Dembke pushing it quickly. She gets in deep. Kicks it out to Billings. Left wing. Spins it over right side to Verzel. Verzel nearly has it stripped. Now corner to Kleist. Dembke made the cut. Kleist hit her, but she couldn't get anything going, so she's going to back it up and reset the offense between the circles. 17 seconds left in on the shot clock here. Nice give and go as Dembke misses layup.
That was a very nice pass from Verzel there.
Here come the Lynx. They've got numbers as Dembke went down. Now she's back in the action as they get the ball up high. It's Naughton flipping it right side, Sambuthi. Sambuthi crossover gets into the lane. Nice step in there by Dembke to force the bad shot. And I think we're going to get a substitution timeout here.
Yep, right there.
Yeah, this coach wants it. And we're going to see coming into the ballgame Ashley Yoakum for the Crusaders. And I think we're going to see a fresh five in for the Lynx.
Yep, and we're going to keep her rolling here. I don't think they're going to talk. Just get her going.
If you're going to feel sorry for them, feel sorry for them this year.
They're going to be good in the next couple of years. They got a lot of young kids coming up. And
I thought they made a lot of.
Coach Shea does a nice job coaching these kids, and they'll be going to be all right the next few years.
I thought there was some good development from last week. It's not indicated by the score, but I thought their ability to handle the pressure for a lot of that first half was much, much better. Now the Crusaders with the ball. Kleist drives in. There's contact. I believe they're going to whistle. That's number 24, Peyton Shutt, the 5'8" junior. She's going to be whistled for that foul as Verzel is going to check out, and checking in is going to be Maddie Schemmerhorn for the Crusaders. Schemmerhorn, a quick jumper off the inbound set, can't get it. Kleist for the rebound, back to Schemmerhorn. And there's going to be a jump ball action, and possession arrow is going to point in favor of the Lynx. Is checking in the ball game is going to be
Delaney,
number 31 for the Crusaders. Lynx with the ball, bringing across midcourt. They get a quick three-pointer up, and it's good. They splash it down, trying to get the number on
number 11, I believe, is Ellie Bombach, was it not?
We're going to give Baum back the credit for that. At the other end, it's Delaney with the three. Woo!
Well, she shoots it like her dad, BG.
Absolutely.
So that's,
you got 73-36.
She's in range. Who goes over and back, and they're going to let it go because
that's what you do in 40-point ball 40 games.
40-point game, we're going to let that roll.
Crusaders.
There's a kick by Carly Cove at the top of that zone.
Checking in the ball game. We're starting to see a lot of new players that haven't even made the rosters here, so bear with us.
2:36 here left, so
73-36 as Jokum sets in the passing
lane. Deflection. Reese Bleeker coming in now for the Crusaders, replacing Carly Cope.
Carly closes the night out with 3 points. Here's the Lynx with the ball. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in the ballgame. 73-36 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders going to sit in a man-to-man defense here.
And shot clock violation.
I'm not sure anybody in the court was aware
they
of that.
They were not.
Fourth quarter brought to you by our premier sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards, and more. As we're going to get a double dribble call whistled on the Crusaders. That's on Aubrey Billings. Miss Billings is a freshman, so we got several freshmen on board for the Crusaders here. 90 seconds left in your ball game. All Crusaders there. Nice drive and put back in by Hamilton as she gets Cameron. Cameron Hamilton gets the bucket here. 73-38. Crusaders now with the ball working. Inside out, it's Delaney with the pump fake, now backs it off, kicks it to Bleeker. Bleeker takes it across court, kicks it right wing. That's Schemmerhorn, back to Billings. Billings spot up three, is off the back of the horn. Good hustle by Bleeker to get the offensive rebound. Another opportunity here for the Crusaders. Yoakum with the ball, dribbles all the way across, hands back to Billings. Billings takes it inside to Schemmerhorn. Schemmerhorn is going to be whistled for the foul there, or for the traveling violation there. As more bodies come in for the Lynx, as Hamilton will check out. Under 30 seconds to go here as the Crusaders are going to notch their 19th win of the year against just one loss and have clinched at least a tie for the MRAC. They can clinch that tomorrow outright with a win over Thomas Jefferson. The Lynx out having trouble with that Crusader defense. Finally get it back up high with the ball is Murphy. Murphy kicks it inside. There's a runner by Shutt. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be nothing as we get an end of the ball game. Our final here from Abraham Lincoln. It's the Crusaders 73 and the Abraham Lincoln Lynx 38. As the Crusaders hold the Lynx to just 5 points in the fourth quarter. In fact, the Crusaders only scored five. So
it's hard to score with that running clock. I've had people say, well, how come nobody scores 100 anymore? It's really hard to score 100 unless the other team scores 90.
You better do it early.
You just don't have the time. The clock's not stopping. And now you generally shoot less free throws because the fouls reset. And it's just if you're scoring 100 now, you are doing something right.
Final shout out to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Your final, 73-38 as the Crusaders move to 19-1 on the season. The Lynx fall to 8-12. We'll be back for our postgame show right after a message from some of our great sponsors. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball here on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio, 88.1 on your FM dial.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same, that's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. The Crusader postgame show is brought to you by our premier Knights of Columbus agent, Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents, Tim Daggle of Spencer, Peter and Matt Sensions of Danbury, Rob Waterhouse of Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers of South Sioux City and West Point. Our other sponsors for tonight's postgame include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Your final in game number one tonight, the Crusaders 73, the Lynx 38. Crusaders move to 19-1 on the season, while the Lynx fall to 8-12. Is on the floor right now. They're honoring the seniors for Abraham Lincoln. So we'll have a little bit of extended time period here. Hopefully it gives us a chance to hear some more ads from some of our great underwriters. Your final scoring column numbers for the ball game. First of all, for the Crusaders, they were led by a big night by Abby Lee. Abby with 28 points, including 17 in the third quarter. Abby did not play in the fourth quarter, so what a performance by the 6-foot junior. 19 points by Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'9 senior, 19 points. A huge number of steals and assists once again for Brooklyn, and 14 points for Melina Snoozy. 4 points for Demke and 3 points for Carly Cove rounded out the scoring for the Crusaders. I take that back. Delaney with the three-pointer as well closed out the scoring column. But the big three, once again, were big. 28 for Lee, 19 for Stanley, and 14 for Snoozy. For the Abraham Lincoln Lynx, they were led in scoring by Hudson Rao, their outstanding 5'9" junior. Hudson with 14 points. She was the lone player in double figures for the Lynx. 8 points for Abby Naughton, 5 points for Lexi Pierce, 3 points for Allie Bombach, 2 points for Hamilton, and 5 points for Gears. Rounding out the scoring with 1 point was Sam Boothie. But once again, all Crusaders, they led by 13 after one, 24-11, and never looked back, leading by 20 at half. And after three quarters of play, 67-33, they were in a running clock situation that final, 73-38. The girls will close out their regular season tomorrow with a 12:30 contest with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and TJ is just 1-19 on the season, so the Crusaders have an outstanding opportunity tomorrow to finish off the season as MRAC conference champions. Tonight with that win, they clinch at least a tie of the title. A win tomorrow will give them the title outright. So closing shop on the girls game, it was the Crusaders 73 and the Lynx 38. The Crusaders, after tomorrow, will after tomorrow's regular season finale with TJ, they'll be back on the court a week from tomorrow, Saturday, at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, as they'll be in Class 4A Region 3 semifinal basketball action at 7 o'clock from O'Gorman Fieldhouse a week from Saturday. That contest will be against the winner of Sergeant Bluff Luton and Storm Lake. Those two teams will play on Tuesday. Again, the Crusaders hopefully begin a successful route toward the state tournament a week from Saturday. But for tonight, MRAC Conference at least co-champions with a 19-1 record tomorrow, they've got a chance to clinch it out. Right. Final 73-38. We're going to take it back to studio and hear several ads from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll set the stage for game number two tonight as the boys get just about ready to hit the floor for their warm-ups. We'll be right back.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer.
At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, alongside Jay Wright and Bob Gary. Vera Billings is back at the studio. Vega Billings, back at the studio. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. As always, you're listening to our post-game slash pre-game show brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. In addition, Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. They are our sponsors for our post game. Again, the girls with a big win in game number one, moved to 19-1 on the season, and set themselves up to claim an outright MRAC championship tomorrow, as they'll take on a 1-19 Thomas Jefferson team back at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. That game will be held at 12:30, so we'll have coverage of that here on Catholic Radio. Pre-game 12:15, girls 12:30, boys to follow. Again, that's the Crusaders and Thomas Jefferson. That will be the final regular season game for the girls. The guys have two more games left after tonight. They'll entertain TJ, who stands 17-3 on the season, on Saturday, and then next Tuesday they'll make the trip to Omaha to take on a very, very good Omaha Scott Catholic team that's highly ranked in Class B in Nebraska. So the road doesn't get any easier for the Crusader men, but it's good to look out there and see the full group back in action tonight, as for several games now we've played without the services of several of our players, and I think everybody's back to full strength. Quinn Olson's back in the lineup. I see Brady Schultz out there, so it should be a lineup that we saw for most of the season prior to all the injuries that befell the team in late January. So just a flashback, it was a 20-point win for Abraham Lincoln last Saturday. The Crusaders, I think, were even up at half by one, but in the third and fourth quarter, the Lynx just got on fire and made everything and pulled away for a win. Coach Jason Isaacson always has a very good unit. They sit 13-5 on the season. The Crusaders now sit at 11-7 on the season. Now, again, it's very few teams in Class 3A have played the schedule that the Crusaders have, and don't let that schedule deceive you. This is still a very good basketball team, and it should be a good one tonight as the Crusaders take on the Lynx from Abraham Lincoln. While we've got some time here, we still got about 12 minutes prior to tip-off, a couple of public service announcements from Catholic Radio. Again, our friends at Catholic Radio who are so generous in giving up prime listening time for our Bishop Healing athletic coverage. We just want to reimburse that by kind of touting the different things they have going on. First of all, for our 1st through 12th graders enrolled in Catholic schools, or Catholic students enrolled in public or homeschooled are invited to submit a visual arts entry for the Siouxland Catholic Radio's 2024 Juried Youth Art Festival based on this year's theme. The theme is The Saints. Entries are due March 14th at 4 o'clock. The artwork will be judged by esteemed artists including Bishop Heelan and Bishop Briarcliff graduate Amy Thompson. The entries will be displayed April 16th through the 19th at K Catholic at the radio station. Also, the first place winner's artwork will be displayed at Art Sucks Gallery and win tickets to the Sioux City Bandits regular season home game, thanks to Brett Funk, the husband of Holy Cross teacher Ann Funk. Details can be found on the Siouxland Catholic Radio website. If you work for or are a lay leader in the Catholic Church and you want to put more people in the pews, become a better leader that meets your parish needs, and build a thriving church community, tune in every Tuesday at 3:20 to Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1 FM for a new locally produced program entitled Catholic Ministry Professionals. John Cones and Ty Hoag from Sioux Falls share tips and tricks to help you communicate more effectively, work more efficiently, and grow more intentionally. Catholic Ministry Professionals is sponsored by John's alma mater, Briarcliff University. And the Siouxland Youth Group is another new addition to Catholic Siouxland Catholic Radio. The youth group's Praise and Worship Plus Mass will be live streamed and is available on demand on Siouxland Catholic Radio's Facebook page and your YouTube channel each month, thanks to the Gilchrist Foundation and Bishop Heland Catholic Church. If you haven't had a chance to witness the youth group's Praise and Worship Mass, it's a unique experience. They do it once a month at Immaculate Conception Church on the Sunday night 7 o'clock Mass, and they do a phenomenal job.
And bring your kids to that one. It's a really fun Mass. I know my boys have enjoyed going to that one. So bring your kids. It's a really fun Mass for the kids to go to, and it's a really good way to celebrate Mass, and get out there and check them out.
Once again, it's live streamed and available on demand on the radio, on Catholic Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel. Siouxland Catholic Radio is taking it to the streets with our streets team. Join Bishop Heland's student Joy Bishwokarma and share your time, talents, and expertise. You can volunteer for a special project or once a week for an hour, like Joy, work on the station's social media. Service hours are available for your work. For more information, contact Lisa Niebuhr at the station at 712-224-5342. And a big thanks to our Catholic student, our Bishop Heland Catholic students who work at the station. Some by volunteering, some are on the payroll. They are Abby DeMars, Luis Torres, Vega Billings, and Joy Bishwokarma. Those are some public service announcements from Catholic Radio. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, Jay and I will take a closer look at tonight's second game. It'll pit the 11-7 Crusaders and the 13-5 Lynx from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. You're listening to Bishop Heland Basketball here on the home of Bishop Heland Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, along with Jay Wright and Bob Urey. It's great to have you listening tonight, wherever you may be. It's certainly our privilege to bring you these ball games. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. The girls will tip off at 12:30. Guys will tip off at 2 o'clock from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will make the trip up to Sioux City. That will close out the regular season for the Crusaders. And
how about that TJ team? There's a couple polls now where they're ranked in the state. And, Bob, I don't know the last time a TJ team was ranked. And it's a team that deserves it. They've earned what they've got. They're a really, really good team. They had their little guard went off for 51 in a game last night. But that TJ team is really, really good. That should be a whale of a basketball game tomorrow at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
They were 3-19 last year, I believe. So
yeah.